Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Tes. We left off on Daf Chesem and Beis. We got to the first piece of the Gemara past the Mishnah, but we're at the two dots, four lines past the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, who goes to Galus for killing who? That a father can go to Galus for killing a son, and a son can go to Galus for killing a father. Anyone can go to Galus for killing a Jew, and a Jew can go to Galus for killing anyone, except for a Ger Toshav. And a Ger Toshav would only go to Galus for killing another Ger Toshav. Those were the rules listed in the Mishnah. So now we're going to be focusing on V'haben Gola Al Yedei Av, that a son goes to Galus for killing a father. So ask the Gemara, Ruminhi, Maka Nefesh Prat L'Maka Aviv. Doesn't Maka Nefesh come to exclude Maka Aviv, that when a person kills his father, he does not go to Galus? So how can we say that a son goes to Galus based on killing a father? Now why should it be that when a son kills a father, he should not go to Galus? So if you look at Rashi in the first wide line, Maka Nefesh Kabe Horig Bishkaga Ksiv Lanusha Maka Nefesh Bishkaga Prat L'Maka Aviv Shlochiv Galus El Mishaka Aso Tuluya B'Nefesh She'enu Chayev Alav Elim Kein Hargo. Because Maka Nefesh implies that you only go to Galus if the person that you're killing is someone that you would only be, if you did it b'mezid, you would only be chayiv misa for killing them. But doing anything short of killing them, you would not be chayiv misa. By a father, yatzav maka aviv shu chayiv alav misa b'chabura b'alma. By a father, one is chayiv misa even if they don't kill them had they done it b'mezid. So we're assuming now, that we're assuming now that you wouldn't get galus even if you kill the father, one would not get galus. So the Gemara is asking, how could our Mishnah say that a son gets galus for killing a father? Doesn't Maka Nefesh teach us that the son does not get galus for killing a father? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Kana lo kasha, ha Rabbi Shimon ha Rabbanan. It's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Why? The Rabbi Shimon damar chenek chamer misayif, shiga saif nitna lekapara, shiga chenek lo nitna lekapara. According to Rabbi Shimon, in Mesech Sanhedrin, chenek is more chamer than saif. Now when a person kills his father, he's chayiv two misos. He's chayiv chenek and he's chayiv saif. Why is he chayiv two misos? One, because he made a chabura ba'aviv, he wounded his father. That itself carries with it chenek. And also, because he killed somebody. And when you kill somebody, he's chayiv saif, he's chayiv hereg. So which of the two should he get when you're chayiv both chenek and saif? So Rabbi Shimon, in general, whenever you chayiv two onshim, you're always going to get, kam le b'drab mineh, you always get the more severe of the two. So Rabbi Shimon holds chenek is the more severe of the two. So what does a person get when he kills his father? He gets chenek. Now, what do we know galus works for? When you stam kill a guy, had you done it b'mezid, it would have been saif. You do it b'shogeg, you can go to galus. But by a father, if you would stam kill him, you would not get saif, you would get chenek. So we have reason to believe that maybe galus is good enough to be mechaper for someone who's chayiv saif, for someone who otherwise would get saif, but it's not good enough to be mechaper for someone who does something more severe, for someone who, if he had done this crime b'mezid, would be chayiv chenek. So Rabbi Shimon is going to say, a son kills a father, does not go to galus, because galus isn't good enough for him. It doesn't accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish for him. He did something far more severe, because he deserved, had he done it b'mezid, he would deserve chenek and not saif. The Rabbanan disagree. Da ami saif chamur mechenek. The Rabbanan say no. Saif is more severe than chenek, and therefore harigav b'shogeg shiga saifu v'shiga saif nit lekapara. If a person kills his father b'shogeg, so he did an avera b'shogeg that had he done b'mezid, he would have ended up being chayiv saif for. Just like anybody else who kills somebody b'shogeg, did an avera b'shogeg that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv saif for, because the Rabbanan hold saif is more chamer than chenek. So in a chinami, when you kill a father, you're chayiv both chenek and saif, but you're really only going to get saif for the murder, just like murdering any other person. So if going to galus is a good enough kapara for anyone else who's chayiv saif, there's no reason it shouldn't be a good enough kapara for a child who would have been chayiv saif for killing his father. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, we're misunderstanding the whole drasha over here. Prat la osa chabura ba'aviv b'shogeg. When we say that prat, when we said that maka nefesh means prat la aviv, that if you kill somebody, you go to galus, except for when you kill your father, we don't even have to get involved in this machlokas Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. We're not talking about someone who kills their father. When we say prat la aviv, we mean prat, someone excluding somebody who wounds their father. The Havamina is, since if you were to wound your father b'mezid, you'd be chayiv misa. So I would think that even if you only wound your father b'shogeg, you have to go to galus. That would be a unique situation where you'd be chayiv galus for not even killing somebody, just for wounding him b'shogeg. So that's kamash mlam. That's what prat lavav comes to teach me, that there's no such thing, that there's galus for killing b'shogeg, there's no galus for wounding b'shogeg. But you don't need to get involved with any contradictions with our Mishnah. Of course, if you kill your father b'shogeg, then you in fact do go to galus. There's no exclusion in the pasuk. Fine. Hakol golin al... Yeah? It's an unreconciled machlokes. In general, it's hard to know which is the worst misa. I mean, it's hard to, very difficult to determine what's worse.
How did they come up with their,
not sure.
Why is what is Rabban? Do we know whether we know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember if we discussed it when we did Sanhedrin. I have to look back. I don't know. I don't know why the one would assume Chanuk is more chamer, one would assume Saif is more chamer. Not sure. What does the Gemara say? I think the Gemara has raya, probably from drashas from Pesukim, meaning rather than, I don't think it's Svara. I have to look back at the Gemara. I don't remember. Hakol golden ali de Yisrael. So he said anyone goes to galus by killing a Jew. So hakol golden ali de Yisrael lasuye mai. Who does that come to include? What does it mean anyone can go to galus for killing a Jew? Lasuye eved v'kuti comes to include even an eved and a kuti that kills a Jew. So tanin lahad the tan rabbanan eved v'kuti galav v'loka ali de Yisrael. An eved v'kuti would go to galus and would get malchus for what they do to a Jew. The Yisrael galav v'loka ali de kuti v'eved, and the Yisrael would go to galus and would get malchus for what they do to an eved v'kuti. So bishlam eved v'kuti. I understand how an Eved Vakuti could get Galus by doing something to a Jew, and how an Eved Vakuti could get Malkus by doing something to a Jew. They'll get Galus if they kill a Jew, and they'll get Malkus if they curse a Jew. El Yisrael Gola Viloka Al Yedei Kuti. But when we say that a Jew could get Galus and Malkus by doing something to a Kuti, Bishlama Gola Dekatlay, I understand how they would get Galus if they kill him, Eloloka Amai, but when would they ever get Malkus for what they do to an Eved Vakuti? So says the Gemara, Delatye, what? You want to say if a Jew curses an Eved Vakuti, he gets Malkus? Vinasi Ba'amcha Lo Sa'ar. But also my sa'amcha. This would curse somebody, he's only nasi ba'amcha. It's only when he's also my sa'amcha. Eved v'kuti is not considered to be also my sa'amcha. So how could you get malchus for cursing an eved v'kuti? Ella amar avacha bar Yaakov gon sheheyed bo v'huzam. It must be that a Jew is made against the eved v'kuti that he's chayiv malchus, and then he became an eidzomim. So he gets kasha zamam. So the kavasei gabe eved sheheyed bo v'huzam, Eved bar Eidosu. But wait a second. Then it would have to be reversible, because we're saying whatever we do for Eved Vakuti done to a Jew is what happens when a Jew does to Eved Vakuti. But it's not reversible over here, because an Eved can't say Eidos. So the whole Metzius of a case where you're going to get Malkus like Eved Vakuti is by Edom Zomman, but an Eved is not a bar Eidos. No, we're talking about a case where you hit him in a way that's not worth a shavapruta. That if you hit him less than a shavapruta is worth, you do get malchus, and we don't make a hekesh between hitting and cursing. We don't say, just like you're not going to get malchus for cursing the Eved Vakuti, you're also not going to get malchus for hitting the Eved Vakuti. There's no such hekesh, there's no such connection. Rather, it's dafka adin in cursing that you're not going to get malchus for. But when it comes to hitting him, you're still going to get malchus. A couple of ha'aras. The Rashash points out when we say when we said v'nasi ba'amcha as the raya, we quoted the pasuk v'nasi ba'amcha as the raya that you're not going to get malchus for cursing an eved v'kuti. So and the way. Right, so says the Rashash, midishavik le'eved mashma deshaper kriin bei osam ha'amcha delogara me'isha. He says, interestingly, the Gemara focuses on kuti at that point. Right, when the Gemara says, I understand how an eved v'kuti can both get galus and can get malchus for what they do to a Jew, but Yisrael galav loka al yidei kuti, the Gemara asks on, doesn't say anything about an eved. How could it be that Yisrael gets malchus for what they do to a kuti? It says ba'amcha. Sounds like the Gemara was not bothered. How could you get malchus for cursing an eved? It sounds like the Gemara was okay with the idea of getting malchus for cursing an eved. They were only not okay with the idea of getting malchus for cursing a kuti. Why is eved any more amcha than a kuti is amcha? So that's what Rashash points out, because he's a lo gara me'isha. And the eved is chayv in mitzvos ki'isha. So if you're going to call cursing a woman being someone who's osa maisa amcha, the mitzvos that she does is considered maisa amcha, as if she's part of Klal Yisrael, which certainly it does count. So an eved does the same ma'asim, does the same, he's chayv in the same mitzvos. So the eved is also going to be osa maisa amcha. And he points out that the Rashash points out that the Tosus Yomtov b'mechilas kvot haraso lo dak shekolol eved im kuti. Says the Tosus Yomtov made a mistake over here, because he puts eved and kuti together in the same category, where the Gemara clearly distinguishes between an eved v'kuti. And he suggests that you're not chayiv on being mekalel even an eved, because it's not called osa maisa amcha. Good. The other point is, where the Gemara suggests at the end that he kawa ka shein bo shava pruta, that the case is where you hit him, but you hit him with a hitting that's worth less than a shava pruta, and that's why you get malchus for what you did to the eved v'kuti. So the Poros Yosef asks, tzarech chiyun to gabe eved have a malchus la eved v'tashlumin la adon. When you hit an eved, right? So you chayv malchus for what you did to the eved. Now, if there's any payment, it wouldn't go to the Eved. Payment would go to the Adon. So why do we have to say it's less than a Shava Pruta? I understand if you say that you're chayv both to the same guy, so you want to knock out the monetary issue over here and say, okay, I'm only going to be chayv Malkus, not the Mammon. Because if I'm chayv both to the same guy, maybe I'll have to pay and I'll end up not getting the Malkus. But if I'm chayv two different onshim to two different people, I'm chayv the Malkus to the Eved, the money to the Adon, so say I hit him with any Haka'a. It could be more than a Shava Pruta. You're not going to say Kam Le Bidrav Mine, because I'm chayv to two different people. He says, Sarachin, Gabi Eved have a Malkus, Zevetashulman Ladon, Vil Chayv Afilu Ba'akash, Shava Pruta, Kamel B'misal, Zevetashulman Lazeh, Ayim B'Bakama, Ksuba, Sanhedrin, Chudish, B'Bakama, whatever, so he gives a whole bunch of Marmukamos. But that's his Kasha. Now,
isn't the Kim Le worse to have Malkus than
No, but we said that there may be a special drasha from the pasuk that yidafka, right? We said a couple of days ago that yidafka pay when you right machlokas tanaim, that yidafka pay when it's mamun umalkus. So that could be a special din. So that's clearly what the Gemara is trying to do when it says right. If you look at the top Rashi spells it out. I didn't read the Rashi before. Shein b'shava pruta. Rashi says shem yesh tashlumei pruta mishaleim ve'in oloka. Because if you would have hit him a hakad that had a shava pruta, you'd pay. You wouldn't get malchus. The alfin b'ksubis pe'el naros b'ferush rib satora chavod b'chaveru tashlumin v'chiein b'shava pruta loka shavra lo tosef pen yosef. Right, that the Torah specifically explicitly says that there's an inyan of tashlumin for hitting somebody. So since that's explicit in the Torah, and getting malchus is only like you would for any lav, so it's not explicit in the Torah. So that's what we learn when you chayiv both malchus and tashlumin, you're only going to pay the tashlumin. But if there's no chiv tashlumin because it's less than a shav pruta, then we apply the normal rule of someone who violates a lav, like Pen Yosef, is going to be chayiv the malchus. Okay, right in the Gemara. Chutz me'al yidei ger toshev. So we said that Yisrael is gola al yidei everybody, and everybody's gola al yidei Yisrael, except for a ger toshev. So alma ger toshev avid kochavim. This makes it sound that a ger toshev is a full din of an avid kochavim. Right? It sounds like we're excluding ger toshev, Rashi points out, from everything. That he wouldn't be gola by killing somebody, and Yisrael would not be gola by killing him. But Ema Seifa, Ger Toshev Gola, Al Yidei Ger Toshev. But if you can say Ger Toshev is a full din of an Ovid Kochavim, that's problematic, because the Seifa goes on to say that a Ger Toshev is Gola, Al Yidei Ger Toshev. So how could that be? A Ger Toshev is Gola, Al Yidei Ger Toshev. A guy is not Gola, Al Yidei another guy. So I'm Rav Kana Lo Kasha. Can be Ger Toshev, Shahar Ger Toshev. Can be Ger Toshev, Shahar Yisrael. big difference between a Gertoshev who kills another Gertoshev and a Gertoshev who kills a Yisrael. Meaning, a Gertoshev who kills another Gertoshev goes to Galus, like it says Beferish, and when we said in the Reisha that when he kills a Yisrael, he's Eino Gola, it means that Galus is not enough of a Kapara for him. When a Gertoshev kills a Yisrael, he can't go to Galus. Galus is not enough of a Kapara for him. If you look at Tosfos, about halfway through the Tosfos, the top Tosfos, he points out, "Betosfos reisi shedachak lefarish demei karis al kadaite de gertoshev yisrael golin ze al yidei ze." He says, "I saw some wanted to explain that initially, when the Gemara started out over here, we were working with the assumption that a gertoshev and Yisrael would go to Golos for killing each other." V'chutz de gertoshev dektani b'masnisin, and when the Mishnah said chutz from a gertoshev, that that's not going on Yisrael, that's going on Hakol, whoever Hakol is. That if a Gertoshev kills Hakol, and Hakol kills a Gertoshev, then there's no Galus. So Tosfot just points out, I have no idea what that pshat could possibly mean. First of all, whenever you have the word chutz, it always goes back on everything that we just previously said. So we were just talking about Hakol Golan Alidei Yisrael, Yisrael Golan Alidei Hakol. Clearly, it's going on everything that was just said, including Yisrael. It never said a klal by Yisrael to have the chutz to tell me that he's excluded from the klal. Meaning, why would you even think that it's not logical to say that that Jews have this din except for a Gertoshev. A Gertoshev is not a Jew, so there's no reason to exclude him. Also, if the original Havamina is that a Gertoshev and a Yisrael get Golos for each other, so what's the Gemara's initial statement? Oh, look, we're treating him like a guy. No, we're not. We're giving Golos to both him and the Jew if they kill each other b'shogeg. So Tosfos rejects that pshat, and he sticks with much more like Rashi said, that the initial pshat is the Gemara originally assumed that a Jew does not get Golos for Gertoshev, a Gertoshev does not get Golos for a Jew, and that's why we ask, aren't we treating him like an Ovid Kochavim? The Gemara's answer is no, we're not treating him like an Ovid Kochavim, but he's definitely on a lower level. So therefore, when he goes and he kills a Jew, he's going to be chayiv something worse than Galus. So he can't get Galus. Galus isn't going to be able to be enough for him. So says the Gemara, Ika derami kraya dadi. Some ask it as a steer in the psukim. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, Levnei Yisrael ulagervla toshu besochem tiyena sheish ha'arim uksiv v'hayu lechem ha'arim lemiklat. On the one hand, it says that it should be an ir miklat even for the ger and the toshav betocham. On the other hand, it says that it should be lachem an ir miklat, implying lachem, but not an ir miklat for gerim. So I'm Rav Kana Lokasha. Kan be gertoshav shar gisal. Kan be gertoshav shar gertoshav. That's the difference. If it's a gertoshav shar gertoshav, so then yes, it's for the ger also to get refuge. But if it's a gertoshav that killed the Yisrael, the gertoshav cannot get refuge. It's not enough for him. Ureminhi lefichak ger v'yovik chavim shahar gunei ragin. So we have a steer on this because it says that a ger and yovik chavim that killed get killed. Katani ger dum yodovit kochavim, but we put ger in the same category as an ovid kochavim. Apparently, ma ovid kochavim loshna dekatal bar minei, loshna dekatal belav bar minei neharag. Now, an ovid kochavim, it doesn't make a difference whether he kills one of his own kind or he kills one of us. He kills someone who's not his own kind, like a Jew. Either way, the ovid kochavim would get killed. So afger loshna dekatal bar minei, loshna dekatal belav bar minei neharag. So shouldn't we say the same thing about a ger toshav? That it doesn't matter if he kills his own kind, or he kills somebody else, he would have the same din. Now, if he does b'mezi to get killed, but the point should also be that he should get galus. If he does b'shogeg, that even the gertoshev who kills Yisrael should get galus. So, Rav Chisda lo kasha, kan shahar go derech yirida, kan shahar go derech aliyah. Derech yirida, the Yisrael gali, iunami sagilei b'galus. But when a Ger Toshav kills Derech Yerida, where Yisrael in that same situation will get galus, say Nachinami, the Ger Toshav will also get galus in that situation. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, who Narak. But if we're Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael in that situation would be Pater from galus, so then in that situation the Ger Toshav would be Neharag in that situation. That the Ger Toshav would not get galus, he'd get killed in that situation. Right? So I misunderstood. The Kash before was that even when he kills B'shogeg, we're comparing him to Novi Kochav, that he should get killed no matter who he kills, whether he kills a Jew or whether he kills a Ger Toshav. So we're saying no, he's only going to get killed when he kills in a way, even if he kills another Ger Toshav, he's going to get killed if he kills in a way that would not be Chayiv Galus if he were a Jew. Meaning when it's Derech Yerida, you're Chayiv Galus. When it's Derech Aliyah, you can't be Chayiv Galus. So what's he going to get? He's going to get killed in that situation. When it's Derech Aliyah, he's going to get killed. So Frek Tosos, Derech Aliyah, Yisrael Pater, Hu Narag, Frek Tosos, simple cash of him, Tomar, Akati lo hav yadum yadovi kuchavim, dafilu Derech Yerida Narag. He's still not exactly like a guy. The whole premise of the kasha was that we listed Ger Toshav together with a guy, apparently assuming that we're comparing them. But he's still not like a guy. Because a guy, even if it's Derech Yerida, gets killed. By Ger Toshav, he only gets killed when he's Derech Aliyah. If he's Derech Yerida, doesn't get killed, he gets galus. So it's still not like a guy. So it says, yeah, but it's close enough. He's still similar to Novik Chavim in the sense that just like by Novik Chavim, it doesn't matter whether the Novik Chavim killed his own kind or somebody else, so too by a Ger Toshav. And that's good enough. It's Dumya Dovid Chavim in at least one aspect. As long as it's Dumya Dovid Chavim in at least one aspect, the phrase Dumya Dovid Chavim makes sense. You just don't want to say Dumya Dovid Chavim if it's not similar at all. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayitin. Amrlei Rabba, the Bach changes it to Rabba. V'lav kavu chomerhu. Umad derech yirida di Yisrael gali, ihu nami sagidei begalos, derech aliyah di Yisrael pater, ihu nerag? He says, why does this make any sense? Which is more severe, derech yirida or derech aliyah? So when a Jew does derech yirida, he has to run to galos. When a Jew kills derech aliyah, he's off the hook, he's pater. If he kills b'shogeg derech aliyah, he's pater. So apparently derech yirida is much more severe than derech aliyah. So now what are we going to say by Ger Toshav? He kills derech yirida, he goes to galos, and he kills derech aliyah, and we're going to kill him? Now all of a sudden Derech Aliyah is more severe than Derech Yerida? It's backwards. Se ela amar Rabba, ba omer mutter. The situation is rather a case where he's omer mutter, where he thought that it was mutter. Amle abayi, omer mutter, onasu. Well, if it's a case of omer mutter, then it's an onas. It's not even a shogeg. So amle shani omer mutter karv lemezidu. He says, no, omer mutter is karv lemezid. Omer mutter has a status of mezid. Vazel tamayu, and everyone is lishitaso over here. Why? The Itmar, Kasavar Behema Venimse Sadam, if you thought that what you were killing was an animal, and it turned out that it was a person, that's an Omer Mutter, right? I thought what I was doing was totally Mutter, because I thought I was killing an animal. I was just hunting. I didn't realize that it was a person that I was shooting. So Kanani Venimse Ger Toshav, where you thought it was a Kanani, and it was really turned out to be a Ger Toshav. Rava Amar Chayiv, Rava says you're Chayiv, and you're Chayiv Misa. Omer Mutter, Karv L'Mezidu, because Omer Mutter is close, very close to a Mezid, meaning you intended to kill, you shot to kill, right? You just didn't realize exactly who it was that you were killing. Well, that's Karv L'Mezid, because you really should have paid closer attention. Rav Chista Omer, Pater, Omer Mutter Onus. Rav Chista will say you're Pater, because he thinks Omer Mutter is much more like an Onus, it's totally out of your control, you had no idea, than it is to a Mezid. So Rava asks on Rav Chista, Hincha Mesal the Isha Shalakachta, right, where's this pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avimelech in a dream, and he says, you're going to die for the woman that you took, meaning you took Sarah from Avram, you're going to die for taking her from Avram. So you're going to die, Ali Isha Shalakachta. My love, Bidei Adam, doesn't that imply that you'd be Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam? In Dine B'nei Noach, the Halacha would be that you're Chayiv Misa. And is there any greater example of an Omer Mutter than Avimelech? Avimelech, yes, he wanted to sleep with an Eishes Ish, but he thought she was mutter. Avram said it was his sister. So this is an example of an Omer Mutter. So Rava says, don't you see, Omer Mutter is like a Mezid, that Avimelech would have been Chayiv Misa for it, and not like an Ones? So an interesting Raya. So says, lo, Bidei Shamayim. God wasn't telling him he'd be Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam. Enochinami, Omer Mutter was an Ones. There's no way he'd be Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam, but Bidei Shemayim would be chayv misak Rosh Baruch Hu would have taken care of him. Dekonami dechsiv mechatol li. Especially the phrasing of the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, the way Avimelech reports back to Avram what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, right? Vayomrei elav ha'elokim b'chalom gam anochi yodati ki v'tam levavcha asisa zos v'achsoch gam anochi asam mechatol li. Right, mechatol li, that it's a sin against God. So it sounds like it's not a sin against man. That be day Adam, he would not get killed. In fact, the Gemara l'taimeich v'chatasi le'lukim v'lo Adam. Really, every time it says that someone sinned against God, it means that there was no sin against another person. What about v'chatasi le'lukim? Where is that pasuk? So that's by Yosef. Right, Yosef is trying to explain to Eishes Potiphar that he can't do this, that he can't sleep with her. Right, so what does he say? Einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh mimeni. There's no one that's more prominent in this house than I am. V'lo chasach mimeni mu'uma. Your husband didn't hold anything back from me. Ki emosach, except for you. You're the one thing that's off limits for me in this entire house. Kasharat ishto, because you're his wife. Ve'eich esa ra gadol azos v'chatasi lelukim. How could I do something so terrible and sin to God? Now the whole rest of the pasuk is all about the husband. And then just the last word, he says, v'chatasi le'lukim. So do you think that means to suggest that v'chatasi le'lukim means, and there's no sin against the husband? Of course there's sin against the husband also. How could you say that just because it says chatol li, it means that there's nothing bein adam l'chaveiro, that it's only bein adam l'makom, it's only between him and God. Ela dino masul adam, hachanami dino masul adam. So the din of this avera by Yosef is masul adam, and over here as well it would be masul adam, would be given over in the hands of man. So that's Rava's raya, or Rabba's raya, that clearly when you're omer mutter, it's karv lemezid, that you'd be chayv misa for a case of omer mutter. Good. There is a girsa issue over here, Eladino Masul Adam, or whether it should be Eladino Masul L'Shamayim. If you look at Tosos, Eladino Masul Adam, he writes, Lefir girsa hachi perushav, Ela afal gav dechsiv v'chatasi le'lokim, mikal makam avidino Masul Adam, pirush chayiv b'dine Adam. He says, even though it says v'chatasi le'lokim, the Gemara's maskana is, you would still be chayiv b'dine Adam. The kasha delishna lo mashmach. He says, but that's a little bit difficult because the lashon of dino masala adam doesn't imply that you'd be chayiv bidei adam. So he says, l'chein nir ki idach girsa. Tos says, I prefer the alternate girsa, el dino masala shamayim. That the girsa is that your din is masala shamayim. What does that mean? Pirish el lekach nokat v'chatasi lelkim. You know why it says v'chatasi lelkim? Diafagav de chayiv af bidine adam. Because even though you are chayiv in dine adam, and you are chayiv down here, mishum. It's still called v'chatasi l'kim because who would have punished him? Who would have been able to carry out any sort of onesh? Me'ikra din. There were no edim, there was no asra, there was none of that. So it would have been dino masr l'shamayim fi shalom hayu sham edim. Hilkachein dino masr el l'shamayim. Sachinami d'chsiv mechatoli. Same thing by Avimelech. Hainu d'dino masr l'shamayim v'lo l'adam. It's not that you wouldn't be chayiv for this crime, bidei adam. It's that in this particular instance, no man legally would have been able to do anything to you because you didn't have edim and asra. And that's what it means, dino masr. So that's the girsa that Tosus prefers, that it's dino masur l'shamayim, not dino masur l'adam. Esu abay l'rava, sabay yasan rava, hagoy gam tzadik tarog. Avimelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to kill a righteous person? I did nothing wrong over here. I thought she was his sister. So doesn't that imply that he was right, and that Omer Mutter is karov le ones, and therefore he gets off the hook? So hasam k'dekama hadri lavei, v'ata ha'shei v'esha se'ish ki navihu. No, Avimelech wasn't right. That's just saying what Avimelech's argument was. Avimelech's argument was, I did nothing wrong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had what to say about that. He did nothing wrong? Return that Ashes Ish, the wife of the Navi. So the Gemara says, what does that teach us? It teaches us that Avimelech did something wrong. How so? So it's going to have a whole drasha that takes us to the Mishnah that shows us how he did do something wrong. Ashes Navi hu de te'adar, the love Navi lo te'adar. Why would you have to say, return the wife of the Navi? And if she wasn't married to a Navi, you wouldn't have to return her, then you'd be allowed to go and take someone else's wife. Elok damar of Shmuel ben Achmeni, damar of Shmuel ben Achmeni, amar of Yonah's son, hachi kamarle. This is what he said. Va'ata ha'shev Ashes Ish, mikal makom. Return the married woman. I don't care who she's married to. You return a married woman, you don't keep a married woman. Udkamrit. And what about your taina? Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. That I'm righteous. I did nothing wrong. Hello, hu amar li achosi. The man told me that it's his sister. How was I supposed to know? I'm an omer mutter, and therefore I'm okay. Navihu umimcha lamad. You should realize that the reason he said he's a sister is because he's a Navi, and he learned from your way of speaking. Navi over here means very bright man. And he learned from the way you were speaking to him that he better tell you it's his sister. Because Aksanai Shabali Ir, Aliske Achiliv Shtiya Shalonoso, Klum Shalonoso Ishtachazu, Achos Chazu. When a guest comes to your house, what's the first question you ask? What you're supposed to ask is, would you like something to eat? Would you like something to drink? Can I help you out? You need a place to stay. First question you ask is this your wife or your sister? So Avram Avinu realized, Mikan Ben Noach Nerag, and from there you see that a Ben Noach is killed when he should have learned and he didn't learn a lesson. But the point is that that was the response to Avimelech. The Gemara wanted to prove before, well, Avimelech said, Hagoy gam tzadik tarog, I'm a tzadik, I did nothing wrong. And therefore wanted to prove that Omer Mutter is like an ones, that he gets off the hook for being Omer Mutter. So says Gemara, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, you're not a tzadik. I know you're Omer Mutter, but you're not a tzadik anyway. You're not a tzadik. It's not Karav La'ones. So that's what the Gemara assumes, that Omer Mutter, that's a raya for the Shita of Rabbah, that Omer Mutter is actually Karav La'mezid, and that the guy would get killed for doing something like that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hasuma eno gala, a blind person doesn't go to galus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir omer gala. Remeir says a blind person does go to galus. Hasone eno gala, someone who's an enemy of the person that he killed does not go to galus for killing the person. Rabbi Yosef, because we don't believe that it was, it sounds like, because we don't believe that it was shogeg. We'll see at least later in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef omer hasone na'arag mipnei shu. Rabbi Yossi says, a sone, forget about not going to galus, he's always going to get killed because we always assume that he's doing it b'mezid. It's like that he's a muad to kill this person. Rabbi Shimon omer, yesh sone galav, yesh sone shene galav. Rabbi Shimon says, you know what, let's look at it on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes a sone, an enemy, if you kill your enemy, you go to galus, sometimes you don't. Zeh klal. If there's any possible way that we can say that this event was not an accident and that you did it on purpose, then you would not go to galus. But if there's no way to explain it other than to say that it was an accident, so just because you're his enemy, we're not going to say that it was automatically done on purpose. There's no other way to touch it up other than an accident, that it was such a freak accident that there's no other way to see it. So then you would go to galus even by a sone. An interesting ha'ara the Rashash points out over here that was fascinating. The Rashash says that Tanakama seems like he holds, even if it's, meaning if Rabbi Shimon is the one that makes this distinction between when there's any other way to touch it up or no other way to touch it, right? When there's any way to understand that it might have been an accident versus no way to understand that it might have been an accident. What does that imply about what the Tanakhama holds? It makes it sound like Tanakhama holds that afil b'chei gavna she'ef shalom adil das hargo, even if there's no way to say that he did it on purpose and it was very obviously a freak accident, can go into nafam anagag like he fell off a roof, still eno gola. He would still not go to galus, right? Now why? Why would he not go to galus? Now the Bartanura, Rashash points out, Bartanura holds that according to the Tanakhama, the reason why Sonny doesn't go to galus is because Karv L'mezid. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos also, because it's Karv L'mezid. But it's so shver. If it's only because it's Karv L'mezid when you're an enemy, then why when it's a total freak accident that's very obviously not amazed, where it was a total blunder, it was obviously not amazed, why would the Tanakhama hold that you still, they still don't go to galus? What's the pshat? So chorukash my taima. So says Rashash very sharp. He says v'nira li, it's Rabbi Shimon l'taimei. This is Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. The darish taimei dekra, v'rabbanu l'taimayu delo darshin in taimei dekra. It's a machlokas throughout all of Shas. Are we darshin in taimei dekra or lo darshin in taimei dekra? Do we take the reasons for the halachos in the Torah and dorish them? Now everyone holds, just to clarify what that machlokas is, everyone holds that it's a good idea to try to figure out time of dekra. Sefer HaChinuch and every single mitzvah tries to give you a reason for every mitzvah. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim tries to give reasons for every mitzvah. It's always a good idea to try to figure out time of dekra. But to be doresh time of dekra, that's the shaila. What does it mean, be doresh? There are Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes Ben. There are 13 methodologies to learn halachos from the Torah. So the question is, do you learn halachos from the reason? Do you say, oh, it says that a king can't marry many wives, shemi yasu pen yasu levavo, lest it lead his heart astray? So if you're going to have a situation where it's not going to lead his heart astray, then he's allowed to to marry many wives. Are you going to say something like that? That to be dorish, to change the halacha based on time of dekra. So Rabbi Shimon always is dorish time of dekra. The Rabbanan are not dorish time of dekra. Now we have exeris hakasa that a sone doesn't go to galus. So the Tanakhama says, look, I assume the reason is that a sone doesn't go to galus is because we always assume it's amazed. But can I be doresh time of dekra? Can I say, oh, if that's the reason, then when I'm sure that it's a shogeg, then he will go to galus. So the rabbanim are going to say, you can't be doresh time of dekra. I think I know the reason, but I'm not allowed to make drushes from the reason. I'm not allowed to make halachas from the reason. Whereas Rabbi Shimon will say, yes, I am doresh time of dekra. Absolutely, I can be doresh time of dekra. I know what the reason is. The reason that a sone doesn't go to galus is because we assume it's bemazid. But therefore, if we know for sure that it was done with shogeg, so I could be dorish time into kra, and I could determine that he's going to go to galus if he did it completely to shogeg. That's how the Rosh Hashanah understands. Very sharp to connect time into kra to this mission, to this machlokes.
Why would he take on the status of somebody who is not a sone then?
He does. What do you
mean? Then he should go to galus.
According to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says he does go to galus if. According to the Rabbanan, no, he's still a son, he still hates the guy. He just killed him by a total freak accident. So the question is, the fact, the halacha that a son doesn't go to galus, is that a halacha that's across the board? Or is that a halacha that's only based on the reasoning? Right? So the Rabbanan are going to say, well, it's across the board, because that's the way halachas work. We can't take the reason and start touching it up. Right? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Below Ra'os Prat Lesuma. It says in the Pasuk that he killed someone below Ra'os, meaning he didn't see what he was doing. That excludes a Suma, because a Suma is never Ra'e. The Suma never sees what he's doing. So below Ra'os implies that the guy's not blind. If he's blind, then he wouldn't go to Golos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Ramei or Omer, below Ra'os L'Rabu says a Suma. Ramei says, no, below Ra'os comes to tell me that even a blind person goes to Golos. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, it's interesting, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara connects this to a Machlokas in Meseches Nedarim about Yediyah B'miktsas, whether Yediyah B'miktsas is Shema Yediyah or not Shema Yediyah. Is knowing something partially called knowing or not called knowing? Right? Because a Suma has a sense for when there's a person there also, he doesn't see him, so while seeing is the only way you know something for sure, but when you hear things, and yet, right? So that's how I think it was the Mara Kohen suggests is the real root of this machlokas, and with that he's mitarets how the Yerushalmi has the exact opposite gear, so I'm not going to get into it right now. Okay, but anyway, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda assume that a Suma does not get galus, that below Ra'os excludes a Suma? Because the Pasuk says, V'asher yavo Ehu bayar, Suma. That seems to be a very inclusive phrase, even including a Suma. Asa below Ra'os miate. So then, since the previous phrase was a very inclusive phrase, the phrase below Ra'os comes and is mema'et and excludes a Suma. For a mayor, below Ra'os the ma'et. And a mayor will say below Ra'os comes to be mema'et, bivli da'as the ma'et. And the phrase bivli da'as also comes to be mema'et. And what's the rule? Whenever you have miyut achar miyut, have miyut achar miyut, ve miyut achar miyut, el the rebels. Whenever you have a double miyut, it's always coming to include something. So that's why it's coming to the Rabbos, the Suma. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, Bevli Das, Prat Miskavi Nudasa. You're right, Bevli Das is an exclusionary term, but it's not exclusionary about a Suma. Bivli Das means, as opposed to somebody who has Kavana. If you kill somebody with Kavana, then you don't get Kavas. That's all it is. Rabbi Yossi Omer HaSone Nehrag. So Rabbi Yossi said that a Sone, an enemy, always gets killed because we always consider him a muad. So Fraktigamar Valo Asrube, but wait a second, how can you kill someone who murders his sone bishogeg? You never gave him asra'a. So how could, granted, you don't believe it was a shogeg, you're convinced it was a mazid, but you never gave him asra'a. So how can you kill him without asra'a? Our mission must be assumed like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chaver Enot Sarech Asra'a. L'fishlo Nit Asra'a Lahavchin Min Shogeg L'mezid. Certain people don't require Asra'a. Talmud Chacham doesn't require Asra'a because Asra'a is only given to differentiate between a Shogeg and a Mezid. But if you know that this guy's been Mezid anyway, then there's no point of the Asra'a to begin with. The only reason we need Asra'a is to verify that the fellow is doing this absolutely b'mezid. But if you know he's doing it b'mezid anyway, then it's unnecessary to give hasra'a. Good? That's the issue. Now, the Maariv Chayis points out, wait a second. Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that a chaver doesn't need hasra'a, because hasra'a is only lahavchin bin shogeg b'mezid. Even that shita, does that mean you don't need any hasra'a at all? Or does that mean you don't need the kind of asra'a that's going to determine that the guy's doing it for mazid? Meaning, doesn't the guy need to know that the person he's killing is, let's say, a Yehudi and not a Ben Noach? Right? Doesn't he need to know certain basics? And isn't asra'a necessary to say, no, don't kill that guy because you know that guy? So maybe you don't have to say, don't kill that guy because you're going to be chayv misa or whatever, and the guy says, I don't care, afal pikein, I'm going to do it. Because you know he's mazid anyway, so he doesn't have to do that part. The afal pikein, I don't care, I'm going to kill him anyway. But at least the part where you inform him about who the person is, that level of asra you need. So Mitzchai has asked a very, very sharp kasha. How could we answer up our Mishnah by just saying, that's why you don't need asra in our Mishnah. When the guy kills b'shogeg, you're still going to kill him even without the asra, because it's only the half can be shogeg the mazid. Doesn't really seem to fit. So he says that he found in the Ritva that writes in the first parak of this Pesachta that by kol chaver the Rav Yosef Yehuda lo diyo sheha nera Yisrael the main of Mephorsim mashmalei the Mephorsim she Yisrael in tzarech hasra gam lezeh. So the Ritva writes that by that when even by a chaver where it's ein tzarech hasra, you still need to let him know that the guy he's killing is a Jew, but the Ritva adds in three words im eino Mephorsim. What does it mean im eino Mephorsim? If it's not already well known that this person is a Jew. But if the person is a very well-known Jew, he's a tzaddik adar or whatever, everyone knows him, he's a very prominent Jew, so then you don't even need that kind of asra, because obviously he knows he's a Jew. Right? So then you wouldn't need any asra, and that's how you would explain our Mishnah. Tanya, so again, we said, Rabbi Shimon said it depends. Sometimes an enemy who kills somebody does go to Golis, sometimes he doesn't go to Golis. It depends if there's any way to possibly explain how this was done b'shogeg. So Tanya, this might have been done b'mezid. Tanya, Ketzad, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Yeshon Gola, Yeshon Shenu Gola. What's an example of that? So Nifsak Gola, let's say he's holding a rope, a bucket attached to a rope or something, and the rope snaps. So then he goes to Golis. Nishmat Enu Gola, if it slips out of his hand, he doesn't go to Golis. Because snapping is not something he could have planned. But for it to slip out of his hands, that he could have planned. So he's not going to go to Golis if it slips out of his hands. V'atani Rabbi Shimon Omer Liolam Enu Gola, Achi Yishmat Machzola Miyada. But didn't Rabbi Shimon say that when it slips out of your hands, you do go to Golis? Kasha Nifsak and Nifsak, Kasha Nishmat and Nishmat. So it's a stira on both counts, in the case of Nifsak and the case of Nishmat. And so Nifsak and Nifsak lo Kasha, Haba Oev HaBesone. When it snaps, so that depends if it's an Oev or a Sone. When it's a person who's a Sone, you would go to Golis. When it's an Oev, you wouldn't even go to Golis. Nishmat and Nishmat lo Kasha, HaRebi HaRabban. When it comes to Nishmat, when it comes to slipping out of your hands, so that's also not a Kasha. That's the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. When we say that Nifsak is Gola, even by a sone, and certainly by an ohev, that's going alibid rabbanan. The rabbanan alibid Rabbi Shimon that says that nishmat abarzel, that when the iron, the blade falls off of the axe, then it kills somebody, you would go to galus. And similarly, when the rope that you're holding snaps, that's similar to the blade of the axe flying right off, where you would go to Gulls, where it's totally out of your control, and you could not have possibly planned that. That which we say, Nifsak Eino Gola, that's assuming like Rebbe, that says, Nishmat Abarzel Mekaso, you don't go to Gulls. So Nifsak also would be the same din. Also, you would not go to Gulls. The Tosos just points out, wait a second, if you're, according to Rebbe, how would you ever have a Sone that does go to Golis? Because if, according to Rebbe, Nishmat by an Ohev would be Gola and not by a Sone, and Nifsak, no one goes to Golis. So where's the case where it's definitely B'shogeg, according to Rebbe? So the only case that would be, Tosos says, is if the guy himself falls off the roof and lands on the other person. Because then you know that was B'shogeg. He's not going to risk his own life. We're not going to assume Thomas Nafshi and Plishin that he's going to risk his own life to kill the other guy. So if he himself falls off the roof, then you know that's for sure b'shogeg, but that would be the only case. Anything falling out of his hand, that would not be the case. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we have some catching up to do. We'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow. Ooh, long daf tomorrow. We'll try our best.